you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday. It's June 26, 2018. Our 2 days of activities are halfway through.
Yeah.
We had the Olive Garden restaurant, the dinner club meeting, but some came for lunch and
yeah.
mid-afternoon and some later into the evening. But we had different times where I think you ate and
yes.
I ate and others ate there. And it was great to meet many of our Great News Radio listeners and other friends and family members. And even though the Olive Garden was putting on the new Olive Garden front and doing a little remodeling.
You weren't expecting that.
No, I wasn't expecting that, but it was fun. And
yeah.
they had the God Listens, You Can 2 stickers they were handing out to
mm-hmm.
people, so it was fun to see those on
yeah.
different ones as I walked around the restaurant. So it was kind of fun. But tonight,
yeah.
we're now phasing into part two. It's a 2-day adventure.
Oh, my.
Harvest Moon Drive-In, everyone. Come on out. Now, realizing this morning's program re-airs in the evening, don't worry because it doesn't start till after dusk, and that's usually around 8:30, 8:40.
Oh, yeah.
So there's lots of time to still head out to the Harvest Moon Drive-In in Gibson City, Illinois. It's right on Route 47. We're going to watch Incredibles 2 together. It's a very fun, family-friendly film.
Yeah.
And if you come out with the little tots, they have a little merry-go-round that's free there and a little
train
they take around the Harvest Moon Drive-In. When I went last week, I've gone a couple times with Esther. I remember growing up always going to the drive-in with my family.
Yeah.
And we had the old station wagon where you'd put down that back little half
hatch.
Then you'd get the blankets and pillows and your sleeping bags and you'd camp out there. And they made cars that were really sturdy. You could sit on the roof or lay on the roof. I remember that with the old station wagon. Well, I remember with kids, you'd bring a ball and your glove and you would be out in front underneath the big screen, you know, kickballing
yeah.
or throwing the football or whatever. Yeah. And so I saw kids doing that. Some people come and tailgate a little earlier. Mm. And then there's the concession stand that has good burgers and pulled pork and cotton candy and all sorts of fun treats. Yeah, so
I love it.
Come on out to the Harvest Moon Drive-In and view Incredibles 2. And Mike Caroon, who's a founding partner with this radio ministry, he was like number two of people that came forward with $5,000 22 years ago.
That is amazing.
Before we were even on the air. And he just thought it was a good thing. And so he owns the drive-in, and so he's working with us. And he has an ad in this month's prime time.
Yeah, he does. It's a great
July
ad.
Edition, and he'll go into August, so we appreciate his support.
I like that ad. It looks kind of old-time.
Yeah, it's on Section B, page 11, world-famous Harvest Moon Twin Drive-In Movie Theater.
It's all in black and white. I love it.
Yeah, celebrating 64 years of movies under the stars, today's hits and special events. Established 1954, Harvest Moon Drive-In, 1175 South Sangamon Avenue. We know it as Route 47 as you head into Gibson City. And you can find out more at harvestmoondrivein.com, harvestmoondrivein.com, or call 217-784-8770, 217-784-8770. And appreciate Mike. So that's tonight. You know, probably after 8:30, it starts getting dark. But the concession stand, get there early, get some food, get settled in. And whether you have a van or car or truck, what we've done the last few times, we've had our van, we backed it in, put up the big hatch, and then sit in the back of the
fine.
Van. And then you turn on your radio. There's two different frequencies, so you hear it right there. Now, if it rains, you just stay in your car and have the windshield wipers going once in a while and have your air conditioning on. But usually by 8:30, 9 o'clock, it's been cool enough the last few times we went. So
you're going to make everybody want to go to the Harvest
Moon.
Come on.
And some of these senior saints, they haven't been to the drive-in for 30, 40 years. Get the grandkids and bring them over, and let's have a fun evening together. So that's tonight, Harvest Moon Drive-In in Gibson City.
Well, you know what? I just have to say, $5,000 is a lot now, but $5,000 was a real lot 20 years ago.
Yeah,
that was really nice of him. Thank you.
And that was before we went on the air.
I know.
So he kind of said, sounds like a good idea. Let me help be one of the founding partners.
He had confidence in it. Look what came of it.
22 years later. So thank you, Mike, and I'll see you tonight. And Mike's handing out our Prime Life Times newspapers. Now, we'll still be handing out the June edition because the July edition won't be out till this Friday.
Well,
but he hands them out to people.
I got to tell you, I'm working on the July one, and two things have come to me as you were speaking.
Yes.
One is Sangamon. You mentioned Sangamon Street.
Yes.
Well, I know because I'm working on the Illinois history for July that Abraham Lincoln, as a young man of 21, fell into the Sangamon River.
Oh,
so there's a fun fact. Yeah. Here's another one. It was icy. Here's another one. 100 years ago, you could take a boat, this is true, Mark, a boat from Champaign to Gibson City.
Oh, up the Sangamon River?
No. The whole land was that much underwater.
Oh, swampland.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's why we probably have such great farmland.
It is why.
Wow.
You could take a boat from Champaign to Gibson City.
Oh, neat. Well, I know the Sangamon River winds through, as you know, it runs mm-hmm. through our yards in White Heath. But I know you can get in somewhere around Gibson City and float down through Dewey, through Fisher, through Muhammad, and then goes downstream toward Monticello and think into Springfield and such. But, hey, it's Tuesday,
okay.
And we got to talk about Memories of an African Son. I think you're going to do a special reading?
Yes, I'll do it. Chapter 2, Packing. There are moments in our lives when a single event becomes the symbol that the entire trajectory of our life has suddenly changed. For me, it was mid-afternoon after a long bus ride when I arrived home from third grade one day and found that our entire hallway and living room were filled with large gunmetal black barrels that had been designed to hold crude oil on a transatlantic oil freighter ship. It's not what a child expects to find in the living room. My yellow tin lunchbox in the shape of a school bus was still in my hand as I weaved my way between the barrels, feeling ever so much smaller than they were. Large, round metal lids were in stacks against a wall. My mother was lining the barrels with heavy plastic sheets, and it appeared we were to pack up our household items in them. Instead of the crude oil they had been designed for, these barrels filled with our belongings would be sealed with an airtight gasket and taken back onto a freighter for the trip across the Atlantic, then on to meet the Indian Ocean and finally to rest at the Cape of Good Hope. Then they would be transported by trucks hundreds of miles north into the bush country of Rhodesia. We would not see them again for many months, long after we ourselves had arrived. We would need to pack everything necessary to set up basic housekeeping: plates, silverware, sheets, towels. I remember putting a few of my toys in the black cavernous barrel and feeling like they were disappearing forever. In some ways, they were, because when I once again pulled them out, months later, I was in a very different state of mind. I had heard the talk about going to Africa with only a vague understanding of the meaning of any of the discussions or of where that might be. But now, as the afternoon sun shone through the open windows and bounced off the metal lids, as furniture was pushed further to the side and out of the way as each second passed, that phrase became starkly real. We lived in a time and place when traveling significant distances was a major endeavor. Interstates were in their infancy, only a few had been built, certainly none around us, and cars, while certainly spacious, did not have many of today's amenities, except for a local station on the radio. Most people, at least in our area of East Tennessee, were frugal with their money. They did not frequently jump in cars or planes and travel all around the country. Yet here we were, putting our belongings in huge empty oil barrels, heading off to somewhere very far away. I had seen the pictures of the buzzards on the houses in northern Ghana, brought back after my father and a pioneer missionary had flown into the country to survey the possibility of setting up a mission. I'd shaken my head with a mixture of horror and fear at the sight of those poor buzzards. I did not want to go there, thank you. And I had seen the picture of my father, surrounded by laughing, friendly people and deep green tropical plants, drinking coconut water straight from a coconut in Ghana. That's all I knew of the continent we were going to. Nothing made sense. Nothing looked normal in the pictures. But I think it was the huge oil barrels in the living room that brought it all home. Reality was setting in, and I wasn't sure I liked it. It took some days for my parents to decide what could be taken, what would survive the arduous journey on the other end. Neighbors stopped in to look at the barrels. They were a novelty, made to go clear across the ocean and all, and having been constructed to carry oil and gasoline, which at that time cost around 20 or 30 cents a gallon. Mm-hmm. The entire trip across the ocean part sparked interest, as not many things were imported at that time. My mother would stop whatever she was doing during those days of packing and make coffee and chat with our visitors. She always seemed to have time for people. I saw a picture the other day, at random, of an old, rusting black oil barrel in an alley with a fire lit inside of it, and homeless people gathered around it for warmth. I stood in the aisle of my local bookstore near the mall with tears streaming down my cheeks, rooted to the spot, as I held the picture in my hands. I should have been crying for the homeless people. I know that. But at that moment, all I could see was the old black barrels unexpectedly in our living room. Strange how we can so deeply associate an object with a feeling. In my mind's eye, I see, long ago, a little girl putting a few toys in a huge oil barrel, not knowing for sure where it was going. And I feel all over again the uncertainty, the fear. I hear again the adults talking in the background. It seems children often hear adults talking as though they are in the background, their voices fading in and out, occasionally carrying random pieces of necessary information. They talked of 14 injections, some painful, that I would take before we left, for inoculations against diseases I did not know existed. They talked of mosquito nets and their importance, and the quinine, or chloroquine, that I would need to start taking immediately, and every week afterward for many years, as a preventative against malaria, which was running rampant. Those last days, I would often go outside and look at the ever-present Smoky Mountains that I loved. I would position myself on the top of the white wooden porch of our clapboard house and spin maple tree seed pods off of it, watching them slowly spin and glide downward to their new resting place. Or I would sit on the soft brown and green needles under the beautiful pungent pine tree I'd claimed as my own. Then I'd walk along the lane eating delicious honeysuckle that I pulled off as I made my way down the unpaved road, or go over to the pond with my friends and gather a few more tadpoles to put in glass jars filled with pond water. Poor things, we always put them back in the pond, but not before we had completely disrupted their environment. Eventually, like clockwork, I would hear my mother calling out from the window for me to stay away from the stray dog I was trying to befriend. So I would go down to wade in the creek and look up at Rattlesnake Mountain and wonder if anyone had seen a snake up there recently. Mm-hmm. But it was ending. I knew it. The freewheeling enjoyment of all those things was coming to an end. Change had arrived. It was stepping closer to me every minute. Anyone who has ever gone through change, whether good or bad, will know what I mean. I could feel it in the air. Sometimes there's only one thing to do. At least it's the only thing I know, even now. Hold on to God and go forward, always forward. Dear God, the changes of life start when we are young, and they continue. And yet, isn't life about that? About always going forward and trusting. I pray for myself and for each of us that we will understand that no day is like any other. Each is filled with something new, something else to know, and something to learn. Give me eyes to see that every day and every season is a time to grow in you, and to realize that, like the psalmist says, my times are in your hands. Psalm 31:15.
My times are in your hands. Oh, another great reading, Marianne. Thank you for sharing your book, Memories of an African Son, with our listeners. We've started from the beginning, so if you missed last Tuesday or the Tuesday before, we're setting up all the background. We're going to continue on Tuesdays to read excerpts from this book. Actually, chapters, and keep going through. I think there's 60 chapters.
There is.
But I like the Psalm 31:15 that you close out this chapter with. Give me eyes to see that every day and every season is a time to grow in you, and to realize that, like the psalmist says, my times are in your hands. And it seems like God's had your times in his hands from your childhood on, even though those scary barrels when you were talking about them, what are they doing in the living room, and what are my parents doing, and they're taking me away from the familiar into the unknown, that there was some uncertainty. But you have found through the writing of this book, throughout your life, that God has been for you, navigating you through many different experiences. And I think we get to be the recipients of some of those. So thank you for sharing.
Thank you. It was a great blessing to me.
Well, Memories of an African Son can be picked up here at the Great News Radio Center. It's published by Marianne Simpkins, our very own, and you can pick them up for $15. In fact, I have a little money over here. Remind me after this program.
I will.
A couple people purchased copies this last week, and so you can get your copy and join us on each and every Tuesday as we go through this book, chapter by chapter, story by story. And it's a great book. I highly recommend it. I think you'll be blessed by it because it's more than just storytelling. It's kind of a devotional thought with a prayer, and it really helps you think through some things. Like what I drew out of this chapter is those barrels that how, you know, we identify with barrels many times because of homeless people just trying to stay warm. And
you see that in movies,
harvest.
Too.
Yeah. You know. And so, you know, how oftentimes an object can really bring about a feeling or a strong feeling or a connection to the past.
It does.
And so, Memories of an African Son. Highly recommend it and hope you'll purchase multiple copies. And then hope to see you tonight at the Harvest Moon Drive-In. So after dusk, head out to Gibson City, Illinois. Mike Caroon, who owns the Harvest Moon Drive-In, is a founding partner with this radio ministry, has been very supportive, and is going to make some donation back to us as the Great News Radio listeners and the Prime Lifetimes readers show up. And if you can't make it tonight, then get out to the Harvest Moon Drive-In when another family-friendly film is being shown, and support Mike and his team there. They're a great bunch. They're working really hard, and this is one of the few drive-ins in Illinois and even in the nation.
It is.
It's an experience you don't want to miss out on.
It's movie time.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
God bless you.